with these loops going.
Yeah, I have a question.
I really enjoy that.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Like, where do you get all of your sounds? Like, what's the most intriguing thing? Is it, like, your recordings or, like, bits you get off the internet?
Well, a lot of these, some of these I had recorded on to the loop station during and before the set. But a lot of these loops actually come from my mom's music. My family's very musical. Whoa. And my mom makes music with the loop station. So those, we had some sounds of birds and like some vocal pieces that I just had. I, before the show, I just looked through the loop station for stuff I could use that my mom had recorded. And that's what that was.
Yeah, I really liked the bird sounds and the forest sounds.
The
it
bird
really
sounds
helped
really
with
nice.
The ambiance.
It was also jarring when you would like turn it off. I was like, oh, I put my brain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was very interesting. Yeah. Awesome. Do you have a, like, the strangest origin of one of your sounds that you have? You know.
That's a good question.
The weirdest place you found a sound.
I can't really.
Did you use that?
That would have been fun. Well, probably this. Okay, yeah. I think the strangest origin for any of these sounds, it's not coming off of the loop station. It's actually coming off of Chinatown in Montreal. And
shout
it's
out.
These... Can you read the description?
The balls.
Okay, so Chinese iron ball. It's a set of two balls. And it has a little history lesson here. Chinese iron balls have long been famed as one of the three treasures of Baoding, China. First produced during the Ming Dynasty, iron balls have often been... improved through the ages by skilled Chinese handicraftsmen. Originally, these balls were simple, solid, cylindrical objects. Later, handicraftsmen began designing hollow balls and inserting sounding bells, I would assume. That's where it cuts off. Oh, yeah, sounding plates. So, yeah.
Yeah, if you... It sounds like this if you maybe heard it in the mix earlier. Yeah, something like that.
So
this was definitely a really fun experience. I will say, it was kind of just a weird environment in that it's just like we're just doing some normal ass stuff for us. We're just like jamming, but then there's like cameras and mics and all this.
Yeah. Don't be intimidated. It's so chill in here.
I love this space.
Yeah.
The lights.
Do you have a preferred instrument that well? I guess maybe you brought them.
I think my preferred instrument is guitar, and I'm not going to speak for him, but I think I know that.
Like, you mentioned the harp, and now I can only really think about you doing stuff like this on a harp, and it, like, just sounds awesome in my head.
Oh, yeah, it's awesome for sure. But I don't know. I like guitar and bass a lot. I've been practicing drums, so, like, once I'm better at those, it might be drums.
Yeah. A couple shows ago, we had on Echoes, and they were doing crazy stuff with the guitar, just, like, the way you can, like, put stuff on the strings and, like, just totally change the sound, which you were kind of doing.
Yeah, I was doing... If I had, like... Oh, I'm on break right now, and I left all my, like, effects pedals at home, but usually I'd have all types of delays and whatnot to run that through. Mm-hmm. But that was... that was one thing I enjoyed, was just having to work with, like, the direct sounds coming out of the instrument, no effects out of the bass, or the bass into no effects, just into the amp.
Mm-hmm.
And just really having to, like, use the timbre of the instrument to play along to Kathir.
Yeah, it's like a new challenge.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, it was basically the same thing for me. I mean, also on break, also didn't get to bring my effects pedals, or my guitar isn't even here.
I didn't even know. You couldn't even tell.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is really... such a spur of the moment thing. All the instruments was just like, all right, let's grab that, all right, now let's go. And
that's cool.
It's like a surprise.
It's a surprise for us too.
I was wondering, how long have you guys been playing music together, and have, like, would you say your sound has changed, like, since you first started playing together?
Well, we've known each other forever, since like kindergarten or something, and we kind of started playing music together in that we just picked up the so I've been playing music with Nico as long as I've been playing music, basically 2 years, maybe not even that long of a time. I'd say our sound, both together and separate, has definitely evolved. I mean, I started on bass, we both started playing bass, then moved to guitar, then kind of just started doing whatever with whatever we can. After playing bass and then starting to play guitar, I kind of fell in love with whatever I could do musically, and fucking it. Anything that can make noise.
Oops.
We're very sorry for the material that you heard.
Message. You're we bad. Do not agree with it. What?
Yeah, we.
Yeah, just.
I've never had to read it, so you know, I don't even know what it says.
Yeah, I never.
All censored. All my stuff is. Do you guys want to pick out a super special message for our listeners to hear?
Of course.
What are you thinking, like, musically? Like, you can play some music.
Yeah,
I mean,
you can.
One of us could read it, I guess, but normally we make the band do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. He'll play bass and I'll read the.
Okay, awesome.
Awesome.
Here's our big binder full of special messages.
Oh, yeah. I need to like clip out this reading of the PSA and use it in my show. I bet it's going to be so weird. I'm excited.
Yeah, so there are a bunch of loose papers, so don't worry about that.
Yeah, if they fall out, if the binder breaks and explodes, it's okay.
It might be worth it.
Yeah. I think we're supposed to get a new binder, right? Maybe?
Next semester.
Donate to WRUV and we'll get a new binder.
Yeah.
Give us $200 should cover it. 300 maybe.
Right. Sorry.
We're going to talk about music and dreams. What makes your favorite song so special? Why do songs provoke thoughts and feelings, putting us in the mood to party or to feel sad? Why do rhythms make us want to tap our feet and sway? Why do human beings all around the world create and listen to infinite varieties of tonal patterns that have no intrinsic meaning? Maybe musician Gatto Barbieri got it right when he wrote, "When music really touches you, you can create your own images and dream things you never know you could dream." Because music is the memory of dreams. Here at WRUV, we hope you can always find time to listen to the music you love and dream your wildest dreams. This message has been brought to you by your music-loving DJs here at WRUV FM Burlington.
Wow.
Oh. That was beautiful.
That was dreamlike. You can leave it there. That's okay.
You picked like the perfect one to read, too.
Yeah.
I'd never even seen that one before. Wow, it was meant to be.
It was meant to be, yeah.
Magic stuff happening here.
Have you been having crazy dreams? Low-key, I have, but I couldn't say what they
were.
Well,
I think
I forget them.
Sure. You're crazy. Your dreams, if you feel comfortable.
No, that's the problem. I'm trying to remember, like, what the craziest, like, the most recent crazy dream I've had. The thing is, I'll remember it. I'll wake up in the middle of the night, and I'll remember it. I'm going to be like, okay, I'm going back to sleep, but, like, when I wake up, I'll surely remember it when I wake up the second time, and then it's gone.
And you just start writing them down.
I know, dream journal.
Yeah. I think yesterday I dreamed about playing basketball with, like, almost everyone I know at a park, and we were all on the court, and it was, like, just a horrible way to play the game. And then I tried to, I mean, everything in a dream is so, like, barely linear. But
and nothing makes sense.
I think somehow I tried to go to another basketball court, and then like there were people in a car that were going to meet me there, and then I definitely didn't get to the basketball court, and I don't remember where I was. It was like the seventh circle of hell, and then the ocean or something. Whoa. I don't really remember where I went, but
the basketball court was the friends we made along the way.
Right,
surely
doesn't matter.
I'm really racking my brain.
I remember vividly a dream I had like maybe a day or two before I graduated high school, and it was just my high school graduation, but it was just in Sweden in a big like auditorium that was like colored the Swedish flag. Like it was just blue and yellow like everywhere. And I remember just waking up and being like, I hope it's not like that.
Was Young Lean there?
What?
Was Young Lean there?
Oh, I wish he was not there. I remember R2-D2 was there though for some reason.
Oh, my bad. That was my next person I was going to ask about R2-D2.
I remember that. There might have been another Star Wars character in there somewhere too, but I remember
Chewbacca?
For sure it was R2-D2 was up at like the stand while our principal was like giving a speech. He was just like next
he
to
was
him
giving all the diplomas out.
Yeah,
like he had a sack,
his little mechanical arms,
his arm.
Yeah.
I had a dream like freshman year of college that there was the Hunger Games happening at UVM.
Oh.
And it was really scary, and then my friend drove up like in her car and was like, do you want to go get Dunkin'? Like, I'm kind of done.
I'm done
playing
with
the Hunger Games. And so I was like, okay, Dunkin'. Yeah. and we drove away, and
wait, that's
it was great. I was really scared at first, but it all worked out.
Which dorm do you think would be like the best, the like most mm-hmm. winning of the Hunger Games? Probably, I don't know. I feel like the Honors College dorms would be like the yeah. nerd ones. You guys remember the it's like a nerd
district. Not like too much on the Honors College, formerly.
But do you know what I mean? Because they're all smart.
True.
I think. I hope they're all smart.
Maybe Dubdy Dub with like on that, Honors College that
outdoor. More. No, I'm just like thinking because I mean, like, who's the smartest in the Hunger Games? Like the, well, it's Beatty and the other
Wyrus.
One.
Wyrus. I feel like those are Honors College people.
Well, for sure, because they're totally. Just so smart. But like, yeah. I mean, only one lived. Spoiler alert. Sorry, sure. But I think maybe Redstone has the grittiest potential.
Yeah, definitely.
But what can you do?
The things I endured living in Simpson, like, I feel like I could survive anything.
Survive anything. Yeah. What about you guys if your college had a Hunger Games?
Or, alternatively, or if you were in a district.
Right, wait, yeah, which district would you be in?
Do you know the Hunger Games like that
I
much?
Don't know the Hunger Games.
Okay, so we can pivot. Yeah. So,
Kelly Hall at Drexel would win the Hunger Games for Drexel Philadelphia Hunger Games.
Shout out Philadelphia and the Hunger Games and Drexel. Well, okay, so if it was Concordia versus McGill, who would win?
I feel like a bunch of the people at Concordia could definitely kill people.
Okay. Yes.
We should send that to the dean.
Their strength in numbers.
Too. Yeah. I mean, if there was like any intellect involved, though, I think McGill got it.
Wow. Shout out. Why pit two queens against each other?
Right, right. They should be. They should team up.
Yes, and against the United States.
No, Toronto.
And they're going to do bad Burlington stuff to me when I get back in Canada. I don't know if they'll let me cross the border.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. Wait, I have a question. I'm just wondering who, like, your biggest influences are. It could be, like, in any realm of things, but, like, music, question mark.
Well, we're both filmmakers, so I have a lot of, like, influences coming from that. Some of my favorite experimental filmmakers are, like, Robert Beavers and Nathaniel Dorsky. But in terms of music, I don't know. I've been into a ton of stuff. I've recently been listening to Juana Molina's new album.
She's awesome.
That is a great album. Everyone should check that out. A lot of jazz, like Art Blakey. Yeah, what about you?
I think I'm going to do kind of the same way of answering this, and I'm gonna give some filmmakers that inspire me and some musicians that inspire me. Recently I watched Ratcatcher, and there was a bunch of interviews in the Blu-ray from the director. Wait, what is her name? Lynn Ramsey. And I've never been Lynn Ramsey's biggest fan, but I really liked her approach to filmmaking, and I thought her interviews were very illuminating. Other filmmakers that influence me are, yeah, also Robert Beavers. Terrence Malick is a big one. I love Malick's films. And then in terms of music, Sun Ra. I mean, yeah. I just love Sun Ra. The how free everything is. I also love a bunch of post-rock figureheads. I love bands like Tortoise and Do Make Say Think. And David Paho is also like the GOAT. So anything David Paho, listen to that.
Also, Ascension by John Coltrane, you need to listen to it like 5 times, but it gets really good on like the 5th listen.
You'll get it after 5 yeah. listens.
What about okay, only like what if I only have time for 4, like what does it sound like on the 4th listen?
Oh, you're out of luck, but you should still do it anyways. I've been listening to that a lot, and it's very interesting, and at points kind of hard to listen to, but at points it's really beautiful.
Okay, writing that down.
Do you guys have like musical soundtracks that you really like?
Ooh. That's a good question.
Or
I watched Terrence Malick's Hidden Life recently, and then I talked to my mom about the soundtrack after, and she's a classical composer, also other things, but She like sent me the sound part of the soundtrack. It was Gorevsky's Symphony Number 3, and listening, and then I listened to it and also listened to it where it was in the film. Mm-hmm. And I think listening to it with and without its context, it was so amazing and so different.
Mm-hmm.
And that piece of music specifically was has been very illuminating, but it's just impactful recently.
Wow.
I really like, I'm not sure who did it, but I really like the soundtrack to Isao Yamada's I've Heard the Ammonite Murmur. It's like a Shuji Teruyama adjacent guy. Great filmmaker. Great soundtrack on that one.
If you got the opportunity to make a soundtrack for a movie, do you have one in mind?
Like one that, like a director?
Dream. Like? Well, you could do director and like you create the vision together, or you could do an already existing movie and just like take over the soundtrack.
Yeah. My vision is I get Terrence Malick and Emmanuel Lubezki on Pandora from Avatar, and we just shoot
Whoa.
Everything. That and then, vision. Yeah, I'll do the soundtrack.
I mean, that's pretty similar to what I would answer, but also I think it would be cool to do something that like really shines in technicality. Like I watched, this was like a year ago or something, but The Sound of Metal was really cool in how it showed a guy losing his hearing. And I think, I'm not sure exactly what it was, but if a director came to me and asked me to do something like that, where you really have to present an idea, a new idea, and invent something like that. That film used contact mics a lot to show how deaf people might perceive physically through vibrations and things like that. And I think a project that could make me really work outside of anything that's been done before would be cool. I don't really got any idea what that is though.
Well, those are good answers.
You guys both mentioned your film majors. Is music a part of your films that you make in school a lot, or is it?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of the films I've done have been kind of emotional vignettes that focus on like imparting emotion through a montage of imagery and nil dialogue. So experimental films that use sound a lot, sound and music, to push the agenda that they're trying to push. So I've done a lot of work with my mixes and my sound design in my films and in the one I'm working on right now to, I don't know, push emotion and create a soundscape that doesn't include dialogue but still gives impact.
Mm.
Yeah, I agree with what he said. And yeah, to me, sound is half the picture. Like, I honestly do enjoy a lot of filmmakers who actually do silent stuff in their experimental outings, but like I mentioned earlier, Robert Beavers, he works a lot with like montage of kind of stream of consciousness kind of montage, but the way he cuts together like sound and like field recordings is really rhythmic and really cool. And that's definitely influenced me both as musician and a filmmaker. So yeah, I don't know. I agree with what Kathir said though, otherwise.
Work. Do you have a favorite naturally occurring sound, like in nature? I mean, birds might be a cop out, but
I think I could get a little bit more specific in birds, and I don't know what bird makes it, but like a very strong warble where you can really tell the I don't know what the acoustic term is for it, but
the vibrato?
Yeah, like the vibrato. A very strong vibrato in a bird's warble. That's just the first thing that came to mind, but that's something.
That's a good answer.
The birds that make longer noises, that really draw it out. I like those guys.
There needs to be a bird off.
You guys really like the dynamic change in volume between bird noises. I feel like that's the connection between the two.
Yeah. Because when you put them all together, it just sounds awesome.
Yeah.
You got to have that.
A bird symphony.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, it's just crazy that like the tiniest bird can make the loudest sound.
Yeah.
They you know, there's something to noises. Be said. There's something to be said.
It's kind of like a bird.
Yeah. Exactly. I don't know what you guys are thinking, but would you want to do another like 15 minutes of freestyling?
Sure. Yeah, it's fine.
Does that
sound
like a good idea? Or, awesome. Wait, I'm trying to think of other questions. Well, okay, so this is the question I resort back to, and it might be nonsensical, but if you were a kitchen utensil, what would you be and why? Or we could do the alphabet. There are so many options.
I want to hear
all
kitchen.
The questions are coming back.
Kitchen utensil.
Okay.
I'll take that. Call me basic, but I'm taking the fork.
I'm a spatula, but I'm
okay,
a metal spatula that's very sharp and wide and effective. I'm a very effective spatula.
Whoa. Effective spatula. That's a good band name.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Write that down. Write that down. You should keep that.
Yeah. Or album name maybe.
Yeah. I think I've said wooden. No, rubber spatula. But I do really love a wooden spoon.
Mm. Mm. With the, does it have the holes in it or no holes?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No, just a spoon, not slotted. Wait, do you have answers? Have I asked you this question?
I don't know. I'm trying to think.
Maybe a whisk? I've probably said something else. I know I haven't said whisk before, but I like a whisk. It's kind of a game changer for a lot of baking
things.
Goods. You can really over whisk things.
Very important.
Under whisk things.
It's all about homogeneity these days.
Right.
That's what I've heard the streets are saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The streets are talking about homogeneity constantly.
Right. All I hear. All I hear when I'm walking on the streets. Wait, so would you have, the cleaner thing that you, put on? And then, do you know what I'm talking about? Cleaner
to, scrape off the batter.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I would get someone to, lick the wisps. The whisks. Doesn't somebody do that?
Whisks.
Whisk. Oh, no, that's for the baking spinny thing. You know what I'm talking about? When your mom
Sand
makes
mixer?
Cookies and she gives you the batter.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe not.
Thinking.
Maybe it'd be those instead. Those are fun.
Good switch up. You could be both.
Sure. We contain multitudes.
Not homogeneous.
Right.
In WRUV.
It's your back, you know.
No. You better watch your back. Do you have an answer?
I don't know. I want to say, a mug. I don't know if that's really a utensil. Ooh. But
well, it's a kitchen. It's an item in a kitchen.
Kitchen
I
item.
I feel like that counts.
Yeah.
Because I hadn't even thought about a mug.
Yeah.
It
or
really
you know
is.
The video. Who is it? Demi Lovato. And they're like, what's your favorite dish? And she says mug.
Mug. No, I get it. I feel like you get
root
it
beer,
or you
mug.
Maybe don't. Question
yeah.
mark.
I have a question. What's your favorite kind of sandwich?
Whoa.
And Italian sub.
Super specific
dream
because,
sandwich
because also Italian sub you could not
serious.
Get a lot on it and that changes the
does
entire
have oil
perception
on it?
Yeah right does it have oil and vinegar on it that's the question.
Okay I'll tell you what I'm mad at when it's lacking banana peppers I'm not with that.
Wow. No yes they're so important on a sandwich
right
time
right.
and place obviously but wow
I choose not to comment on the banana peppers.
You don't like... Okay,
I think I would get... let me get a bacon, egg, and cheese on a roll with no salt and hot sauce.
What kind of hot sauce?
Cholula.
Yes.
Whoa.
That's what I was hoping for.
Whoa. Why the whoa?
Wait.
It's the best. It's the best of
the
that
best.
Genre
Frank,
of hot
Frank
sauce.
Frank is standing in the corner behind you. Frank is the shadow
no,
looming
Frank's
over
is
you.
No, Frank's is my, forever beloved and second place, but... Recently, Cholula has stolen my heart because it just has some extra spice or flavor that I can't really describe.
That's true.
It's got some nondescript quality that just lingers and makes everything beautiful.
It's a little bit thicker, too, which I appreciate.
It is a different...
It's Cholula.
Yes.
It's Cholula doing that.
Yeah, you have the devil and the angel over your shoulders, and it's Cholula and it's Frank.
And they're both red, too, which is weird.
Right.
Yeah, and that would be confusing.
More confusing.
That would be really confusing. Yeah. Literally, what do you pick? Yeah.
That's good.
Ooh.
I had a really
good BLT one time, and that really changed my mind about mayo in general. That really elevated mayo to a different place.
Yeah.
Because mayo is really important.
It is very important because it adds so much, but it's so...
Yeah. But it's not even in the name, which is funny.
Right. Slept on.
Doesn't get the respect it deserves. But...
Yeah.
MBLT.
Sandwiches are controversial.
Yeah. Are you guys like toasted sandwiches? I assume the bacon, egg, and cheese is probably toasted. but Italian
for the sub, nah. Yeah, but I do like a good like toasted pastrami sandwich. And other applications, I like it.
A Reuben? Have you ever had a Reuben?
Oh yeah,
Reuben's always smell crazy. My grandma's favorite
sandwich, which is so random. My grandma's favorite. She gets it from Arby's too, which is like kind of weird. Yeah, and my girl put it down. But
what my grandma's favorite sandwich is a Reuben too, and she never finishes them.
No.
She's like 20 pounds soaking wet, asking for a big Reuben, eating like two bites.
And then she's done. I mean, we could have just shared one.
Yeah, totally.
You know what I mean?
No, I get it.
They asked for a whole sandwich.
And then they gave two bites.
You know, just like, what's up with that?
What's up with that? Shout out to my grandma.
Nevertheless, shout out though.
She's the best. Just the Reuben stuff is.
Yeah, it's just her. Do you want to do another little bit of music?
Yeah, I'd like to.
We could do another like. Wait, 10? Literally, me doing time math is like the hardest thing ever.
It's 7:25, so yeah.
12:13.
Yeah, word.
We can see where the wind blows.
Yeah.
13 right. And a half.
We can start a timer, and it's just really loud right at the end of this like
I'll
beautiful
hold my
ambient
mic
set.
Right up to my phone. Ring, ring. Yeah. Oh, it could be part of the ambiance.
Yeah.
Totally.
The timer. So ambient.
I have been getting videos that has like. There's like sound that's like the same pitch as my alarm sound, and it literally like gives me goosebumps.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, it is really scary.
I remember every time you change your alarm too, you hear like your old one, and it shocks
really
your system.
Yeah.
It's like the opposite of this ambient set. It's like
I was having trouble making it.
What's up with that? It's crazy that society like lets that happen.
Yeah, well, they have to design them like that. They have to design them to be like
that's true.
Right.
Like unnerving. So you can get up.
Well, I do the sleep. The Apple feature sleep where it like fades in.
I think I do that. I don't know.
Which maybe. But you know, some people really just go full like siren, like off the cuff. And I'm like, wait, so you want to start your day bad? Like, so you want to have a bad day?
That is how I do mine. With, and like, I set like 15. Like, I'll select like 15. All of them. Because I'm like, just in case I like sleep through all of them, but I never do. I always wake up after the first one, and then I just have like so many alarms going off throughout my morning. It's terrible.
Like, making breakfast and your alarm's going off. Wake up!
What happens to me? Because sometimes I'll snooze it, and then I'll forget that I didn't turn it off, and then I'm like doing some things in my house, and I'm like, oh, there goes my phone.
I know. I always like. It's always weird. I wake up like 30 seconds before my alarm all the time. Wow. And
that's kind of like my hell.
Really?
Yeah.
It's awesome. Because I've done it.
Then you wake up
like
with your own
7:59, like turning it off. It's awesome.
And you don't.
But then sometimes I turn it off and then I go back to bed and then my whole day is ruined.
Right. Yeah. Right.
And then it's just infinite sleep.
Groundhog Day.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah.
Potentially. Transported to a separate universe.
Society where there's no alarms. Get me there.
Society.
All problems. Homogeneity. Society. Cholula. Frank.
Are you two ready to have
Yeah,
some?
Are we cutting into your 13 and
a
half
I know.
Minutes?
Yeah, with our dream talk or our alarm talk.
Just thinking about the Reuben.
This next track is called Reuben.
This one goes out to all the Reubens.
Yes. Thaddeus.
This one goes out to Thaddeus' grandma.
Shout out.
Shout out Shirley.
Lowest winds 15 knots. Southeast winds. around 10 miles an hour. It comes out 120 miles an hour with Sundays, up to 30 miles an hour after midnight. Sunny, chance of rain near 100%. Service forecast for the northern Iowa Mountains, which includes Lake Placid, Zephyr Springs, Tupper Lake, and Illinois. West 1 to 24 mostly cloudy to 1 to 2 feet, highs in the mid-40s. Monday, south light 10 to variable winds, even coming southeast around 10 miles an hour this afternoon, subsiding to 1 to 2 feet after midnight Saturday night. Lows were the lower 40s, southeast winds, around 10 miles an hour. Becoming south 50 to 20 miles an hour with Sundays, up to 30 miles an hour after midnight. Sunny, chance of rain near 100%. Service forecasting for the northern Iowa Mountains, which includes Lake Placid, Zephyr Springs, Tupper Lake, and Dannemora. West 1 to 24 mostly cloudy to 1 to 2 feet, highs in the mid-40s today. South light 10 to variable winds, even coming southeast around 10 miles an hour this afternoon, subsiding to 1 to 2 feet after midnight Saturday night. Lows in the lower 40 to 50 knots, southeast winds. Around 10 miles an hour. The winds are 15 to 20 miles an hour with Sunday, up to 30 miles an hour after midnight. Sunny, chance of rain near 100%. Service forecasting for the northern Iowa Mountains, which includes Lake Placid, Zephyr Springs, and higher summit forecast for the summer after midnight. West 1 to 24, mostly cloudy to 1 to 2 feet, highs in the mid-40s today. South light 10 to variable winds, south are coming down 25 miles per hour, south to 35 miles per hour. Up to 30 miles an hour after midnight. Chance of rain near 100%. Service forecast for the northern Adirondacks, which includes Lake Placid, Saranac Lake, Tupper Lake, and Dannemora. Rest of today, mostly cloudy. Monday, south winds 10 to 15 knots, increasing to 15 to waves 2 to 4 feet, up to 35 miles per hour, increasing to 35 to 50. Up to 35 miles per hour, increasing to 35 to 50 miles per hour with gusts up to 80 miles per hour after midnight. Friday, summits obscured in clouds. Showers with a slight chance of thunderstorms. Highs in the mid-50s. Southwest winds 40 to 55 miles per hour with gusts up to 80 miles.
Wonderful.
There was a time where it felt like I was being chased. It was Whoa, scary at the start.
That was very poetic.
Yeah, I hope so. That's what it felt like. Maybe by Frank.
Maybe. Yeah, it was definitely Frank.
Or Cholula. I guess no for me. Cholula, low key. You.
Really?
Cholula saved you.
She was possessing you. True. Whoa, that was poetic. Right. If you had, like, a dream context to play your music, what would it be? Like, because normally we ask, oh, like, what your dream venue is, but I feel like, is that your truth? or is it, you know,
performing in a different sense? You mean like in a dream? Like what the dream?
No, like dream, like ideal. Like if you had choice of anything.
I think I want to spend time playing in natural environments that have ambiences and then playing stuff like this in those natural environments and kind of trying to work with bird noises or water sounds or stuff like that.
Wait, that's a really awesome idea.
Yeah, I totally agree. But I'd also really like to get my hands on like a gamelan orchestra. So yeah, so maybe in Indonesia.
Gamelan, what's a gamelan orchestra?
So gamelan is like an Indonesian styling of music where they all play a bunch of different bells, but they're all like kind of detuned to create all these overtones. And it's really cool.
Whoa.
And it's really also singular. So that's why I'd want to be able to interact with that in person.
Does the orchestra have a conductor? Like, would you be the conductor of the orchestra?
Or do they just play? They all tune around one bell, I'm pretty sure. I'm not sure how that actually works, though. I'm sure there is, like, a person leading it. But
interesting.
Maybe it's just, like, someone in the orchestra.
Yeah.
If anyone listening is a part of a gamelan orchestra, you know who to hit up.
Yeah, come on over.
We have a new member.
New bell to add.
Yeah.
Do you have any other questions, babe?
I think so. I think we're about done, too.
Okay, is there anything you want to plug? It could be anything, really. There's no limits.
January 8th, Lily's Wine Bar, sometime in the evening.
Be there.
Just be there all day.
Honestly, just get there at a nice like 4:30, beat the rush, get a good seat, and just stay there until
math rock, post rock, jazz rock, originals, toe covers, tortoise covers. Good stuff.
Sounds like really good stuff.
All day, be there.
Everyone
all day.
Everyone should be there. Yes.
It's gonna be
bell
wild.
Bell to bell, Lily's Wine Bar.
Yes.
Someone's got to.
Mm-hmm. Yes, go to that show. And also, when I release movies, I put them on my YouTube, and it's Nico Listy. So if
check
you care,
out. Do you put your own music over them? You should.
Future. Not yet, but future plans.
Soon.
Future plans.
Check that out.
Yeah, stay tuned. I'll say in the radio.
You can shout out like people that are important to you. Say parents who raised you.
Friends, my mom who raised me and is awesome, and so is my dad. And
shout out
my cat Max.
Oh, love a good.
My mom is also a mom who raised me, and was my mom, and was a good mom who raised me.
Mm.
My dad also raised me. My dad, he was my dad who raised me. My dad raised me. And then
this is me trying to reach the word count.
Right.
Because throughout all of my life, he raised me, and that took a lot of raising.
Yes. For sure.
He gives raised vibes.
Yes, because he himself was raised.
Yeah, as well.
And that was important.
And then shout out to my brother, Haviv, who also has a WAV show.
Shout out, Haviv. When does he play?
2 to 4 on Fridays. Listen to that show. It's probably the best. I mean, like, I don't really know any other WRUV people that well, but
my show's pretty good.
Staring at a seat of three of them.
Staring at these guys, I can just tell the Haviv's is just
Shout out Haviv, though.
Shout out to Haviv. He's probably, like, just as good as everyone else because they're all really amazing, but maybe just a little bit.
Expanding the shout out to all DJs.
Shout out to all WRUV DJs.
Yes.
That's a beautiful thing.
If we ever get to come on here again, we're going to bring Haviv. It's too sad that he had to be working on his finals today because you would have heard so many more noises with one more person.
One more person
like
can
two
add a lot of
two people and
noise.
10 noises. Yeah. Think about three people.
Infinite
so
noises. Yeah.
So next time.
Shout out. Stay tuned for that.
Haviv will be on here. And yeah. We'll add to him.
Well, thank you so much, Seafaring Vessels, for
thank
coming
you so
on to
much.
Exposure.
This is the most awesome
thing
ever.
Thank you
awesome
for having us.
Ever.
I'm happy we got to fill in whoever was doing it before
pedal, shout
and
out
do
pedal.
Awesome music.
Yeah. Spontaneity can produce beautiful things.
Thank you for
What's
the exposure.
What's the thing about diamonds being formed under pressure?
Right.
I think it's that diamonds are formed under pressure.
Yep. Oh, so I yeah.
And you're right.
Yep,
I was right on the nose then,
I guess.
Wait,
yeah?
Think about it, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, thank you for such an awesome set. I feel so much more zen.
Thank you, yeah.
I'm going to ride the ambiance wave into my
dreams. I'm glad you guys enjoyed it, and I hope anyone who's listening enjoyed it. I hope you guys got a second to take a break from everything else that you'd been thinking about and just got to relax or get really scared.
Yes.
And think that Frank was, I don't know, just I hope you were influenced somehow.
And think someone was chasing you.
Yeah, who said that? Anyways, we can do a harmonic thank you or okay. Goodbye. Should we all say goodbye? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, give me a note. I'll play it.
So really we're saying goodbye.
Okay, so someone's going to be pitchy.
I are we saying bye say or that,
goodbye?
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You changed. forgotten the words I love you. Each memory that we've shared, you ignore every star above you. I can't realize you ever care. You've changed. You're not the angel I once knew. No need to tell me that we're fools. It's all over now. You've changed. You've forgotten the words I love you. Each memory that we share. You ignore every star above.